Welcome to Will Talk. It's your host, Will. And today we have a very special guest, my wife, Tori. Say hi, Tori.
Hey, guys.
She'll join us this week, and hopefully a few other weeks I can get on the show and we can discuss other topics. But just to recap, a real quick recap, that is, about our previous episode of Why Men Cheat. Basically just saying guys cheat because they don't want the reluctant or hard yes, and they would rather have an easy yes. So my question to you is, Tori, what are some of the reasons that you might have heard why men cheat?
Because they're bored and they want something new. Their wives aren't doing the same things that they did when they first got together. They're letting themselves go, not fixing themselves up as much as they used to. They're gaining too much weight. Things like that.
Okay. So just to dive into one of those scenarios, she's gaining too much weight. So was the dude also overweight that's complaining about this chick maybe putting on a little weight?
You know, sometimes they are, which always raises the question in my head. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're not, though.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Because I've heard those situations as well, but ultimately I always say it to myself, dude, if that was a problem, why not do something about it with her? Why y'all not communicating about, you know, the weight? But that's another topic another day.
Indeed.
Today's topic we wanted to dive into was emotional cheating versus physical cheating and the effects possibly that it may have and how people may weigh it. What are some of your thoughts on emotional versus the physical?
I'm sure the physical has more sting for a lot of people, but I feel like emotional cheating could also carry some of the same hurt and pain as if you're getting physically cheated on. Coming from a female perspective, if a woman is with someone and they're emotionally cheating on someone, they probably have a deeper connection with that person that would go beyond the physical. So they may have already checked out of that relationship that they're in.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So what would be an example for those listeners who may not be familiar with what emotional cheating is? What would be an example of emotional cheating from your view?
Emotional cheating would be relying on someone else to have conversations with, share important events with, memories, conversations, jokes, feelings, emotions, emotional support, all those things that you should be getting from your spouse, you're now getting from someone else. And your spouse may not even know certain things about you anymore because you have went and connected with someone else so much.
Gotcha. Okay. Hypothetical. Let's say the guy had a death in the family. His uncle died. He's really close to his uncle, and you know, they shared a lot of things. They fixed cars together. They shared a lot of things in common when it came to that. And every time he maybe brought that situation to his wife as far as grieving or talking about it, I mean, at first she listened, but maybe she didn't really continue to listen the way he needed. And she kind of pushed it off and told him to get over it, man up. And he has a conversation with a coworker who, as well, she likes cars. Mm-hmm. So he's sharing with her the connection he had with his uncle who has passed and how they would fix up cars. And she understands cars. So now they're talking about that. Would that be an example of emotional cheating?
I think it could be a gateway into it. Okay. If he continues to go to this person. But I feel like that particular instance is not so much as, I wouldn't see it so much as emotional cheating if this was just one conversation that they were having. Mm-hmm. It eased his, you know, tensions that he was having about it. And then they went on about everyday life. To me, that would seem more like you know, a little free therapy to a certain extent.
Okay.
Because, you know, you were able to talk to someone, they helped you understand, work through those emotions, and then everybody moves on.
So if, what if he doesn't move on right away? What if it's something that he stays with and he finds some form of comfort being knowing that he would get an easy yes from her versus getting the hard yes from his wife when it comes to talking about his dead uncle or uncle that has passed?
Well, again, like I said, if it starts to go beyond talking about, you know, the uncle that's passed or anything like that, you know, if you guys are now into talking about other feelings, having other conversations, again, if it's something that he's depending on this other person for, mm-hmm. then I think it crosses over into emotional cheating. I feel like if it's something that you couldn't go back and share with your spouse that you are doing this,
good point,
then it's crossing a line.
Good point. I would agree with that. Even though in that hypothetical, by the, and I don't want to use the word vague, but I'm going to say it because it's out there, the vague definition of emotional cheating, some would say that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I came to you with it. You shot it down for whatever your reason. Hey, get over it. Hey, it's been 3 months. I need you to man up.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now emotionally connected with a female and leans on her for that support through conversation. And they're talking about those emotions. Maybe it doesn't go anything further than that, but the grieving process, but he's leaning on her for that when, by definition, he should be leaning on his wife for.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
It does.
Okay. But I get what you're saying. If I can come back and tell you, hey, we talked about this, this is what's going on, and I'm purposely finding a way to keep it in the dark, then yes,
right,
that would be considered cheating. Okay. So how I weigh the difference between the two, is a little different. I feel like the physical is heavier for myself than the emotional. And my reasons on that are maybe a little different from others, but I feel like the physical is the first form of cheating that I was introduced to. When people use he cheated, she cheated, no one had to define it by nothing more than cheating. We knew it was sex. We didn't equate it or add it to be anything more than sex. Not that he had a conversation with this lady and he goes back to this lady continuously having conversations with her. So for me, my first introduction into the world of adulthood and when people brought up cheating, it was sex. It wasn't the emotional side. So for me, that's why I may tip the scale on what I feel is heavier, because this is my first introduction into what cheating's supposed to be.
I can understand that. And I think it would probably be different for a female, depending on what was going on and what was happening and other things that were leading up to the situation, because women are usually more emotional. We're usually led by our emotions. And so if we're invested, if we're vested all the way with our emotions and now we're not anymore, that tends to have more meaning to us than the physical. I think that men on the other end would probably be less inclined to feel that emotional cheating is even something so major, because I mean, in general, for the most part, men don't really share their emotions. So to get into emotional cheating, it's something that they wouldn't even look at in that sense. It might be something that they use to, you know, connect to someone else, but they wouldn't even really consider it cheating, because to them it would be sleeping with another woman.
I would agree. I agree with that entirely, because again, the act supersedes and I can't speak for all men, but from the few that I have had conversations with, it's like, that's the ultimate. And to a point that we discussed before, that, yeah, it opens up the door to a lot of other things to be, you know, now considered, because now you're having, you know, sex with other people, and now you could bring back anything into our home, you know? So I would agree that a lot of guys would look at that being the ultimate deal breaker. Like, can we come back from, you know, you having a emotional connection? In a guy's head, probably so, because you didn't give your body to this guy.
But I think there are some guys who would be able to come back from a physical indiscretion as well.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that you're probably right there. And I think that the majority of people, I mean, they would probably see it that way as well. Like, you can come back from it. Again, it just depends on which situation you move your needle more. You know, if that one moves your needle more, then it's like, man, look, if you ever emotionally cheat on me, I'm out. I don't care what happened. I don't care any of that. I'm out. Then you may have some guys that's like, I mean, hey, if you do that, that's fine, but just don't sleep with them. So, yeah, I mean, I can see it both ways. And to be honest with you, the emotional cheating is, I'm going to say new to me. And I say new, not just because I know that it's not something that just was created yesterday, but I never really saw it as grounds of termination. I never saw it as the ultimate deal breaker. You know, the ultimate deal breaker is you are having an affair. Not you're having an emotional affair. You are having an affair. You are getting up, getting pretty, putting on your nice makeup and your clothes, your nice heels that you don't wear for me, and you're going to go see insert dude name, okay? And you're not seeing me.
What would be that same effect if you're having an emotional affair and you're having all these conversations? Because emotional could still be meeting up for dinners, going out on dates, but we haven't slept together. What if I'm using this person because now my spouse decided that he didn't want to go skiing, and I really want to try skiing, but mm-hmm. you know, well, we're not skiing. I'm not doing that.
Right. Right.
But now here comes insert dude name,
mm-hmm.
and he loves skiing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now she's sneaking off to ski or, you
know. Would that be physical? It's not physical to the degree or the definition that we have as.
Right.
But how is that emotional at that point? Emotional is sending messages.
It's still emotional because it's just,
I'm physically meeting this person though.
But it's a person in place. But you're physically meeting that person to have the conversation at some point. If they're at work or if y'all meet up and have lunch, you're still physically meeting, but
mm-hmm.
it's just conversation.
I mean, it's out of pocket. I mean, yeah. that's foul either way that you put it. Like, I mean, that's foul. And maybe I should change how I view emotional cheating, because, I mean, that shit's foul. That's not cool. Like, okay, Will's not into, insert what Will's not into.
Right.
And then Greg is like, oh, yeah, I'm into that. And then y'all meeting up and y'all.
It creates a whole other relationship that would probably blur a line somewhere.
Right.
That even if you said, no, I would never mm-hmm. sleep with this person, it's just because he likes this.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, there is some other attraction to them because you guys click enough
mm-hmm.
to where you can spend time skiing.
Gotcha.
Like, if that were the fact, then you would just invite, you know, a girlfriend or something to come ski with you,
right.
or, you know, something like that. If that was all you needed was to find someone to ski, but you sought out someone who is attractive to you, I'm going to assume, or of the opposite sex, that you can do these activities with, which may mean that you want a male, if you're a woman, you want a male to do these things with you mm-hmm. because your husband isn't doing them with you.
Gotcha. So how can we prevent that from being a thing? Like, how do we get around that? I'm crying to you, telling you, hey, you know what? My uncle passed. I really enjoyed, you know, making cars, building, remaking cars with him, restoring vehicles. And, you know, this is really hard on me. You know, how do we get over that being an obstacle? How do we deal with that?
I think the biggest thing is still communication. It would have to be, you know, trying to get your spouse to understand how important that thing is to you, and that you really need more support than maybe you thought you needed.
So be a willing participant.
Yes.
Because no one wants a reluctant. Oh man. Go ahead. Tell me about your uncle again. Okay. Well, it was a Mustang y'all put together the first time? Okay. No one wants that.
Right.
So we want a willing participant.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, it works both ways.
Of course.
Okay. So communication. Gotcha.
Communication.
Open, honest.
Open, honest, and sometimes awkward communication.
I like the word awkward. Yes. I like awkward because it's usually something that you don't feel comfortable with. It's like, I don't really want to tell you I'm into this, but damn, I got to tell you. Like,
because it's the hard yes. You feel like the hard yes is going to come. So mm-hmm. I could get this so much easier if I just went told.
Exactly.
Susan.
Oh, Raggedy Susan. mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hey, you know, I think that really kind of helped me and hopefully others how to look at emotional cheating for those who didn't weigh it and give it the weight that it deserves, because there's a lot of variables that takes place. I think for me, it was just simple. You know, cheating is cheating, and that keeps it simple. It doesn't have to be anything more complicated into that. I don't need to, well, what did y'all talk about? And where did y'all go? No. Did you sleep with him? You did. Mm-hmm. Was there some form of sex that took place? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, then you cheated. So that's easy for me, and I would assume for a lot of people. But with the wonderful world of emotional cheating, there are so many variables that ultimately could take place and we still be viewed as cheating.
Right.
Because we gave an example that you didn't think that maybe was considered emotional cheating, but
somebody else would feel spited.
Right, 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 right. So yeah. Well, thank you so much, Tori.
You're welcome.
For coming on here and helping me out. Hopefully we are, you know, we can start some great conversations and be preventative. My tip to most guys out there, man, we have to be open to communication. We have to be vulnerable in our communication. We have to be honest in our communication, because ultimately, if you're not doing these things, you're lying. You're lying to yourself. And more importantly, you're lying to the person that you're with, because you're not telling her what you're into, what you like, what's going through your mind. And you're setting yourself up for failure. So that one moment of awkward conversation is better than a lifetime of regret. So we're going to wrap things up for this week. Please join us next week, where we will continue having great conversations. The next topic will be, I'm thinking we're going to go opposite sex relationships and friendships. Stay tuned.